Hey everyone, today I wanted to talk about saying no. Saying no is something that I have struggled with so much as a woman, especially a young Black woman and a recovering people pleaser. You know, sometimes it just so happens that people ask for things from you. People ask you to do them favors, even to support them in ways that sometimes you know you can't, but you fail to say no. I'm here to talk about that and why sometimes we struggle with saying no to people who we know we really cannot please. So I'm going to start and give an example of myself. I would talk about my saying no as a result of my own insecurities, that if I said no, the person that was pursuing me as a friend or as more than a friend was not going to like me anymore. I was convinced that people's like for me was conditional and that there was a standard of behavior that I had to maintain. And part of that included doing whatever the next person wanted and neglecting my own needs in order to gain some sort of social status. Now, what that did for me is I did gain quite a bit of social status when I had the energy to please everybody but myself. But at some point, I began to burn out. I started running out of resources. I started running out of energy. I started running out of food. I started running out of money. And all of a sudden, I couldn't be that perfect hostess, that perfect friend who you can always go to when you need something. I started going through things myself, so I couldn't be that emotionally available friend that everybody likes so much. And you know what happened when I did that? A lot of people, they realized it and they still left. All right, I'm not sharing this story to tell you that if you stop being that kind, designated friend, the designated pushover, everybody's gonna stop liking you. That's probably not true, but I do want you to keep that in mind. Why are you putting the needs of others before yourself when you have no guarantee that if they were in the same position, they would do the same? You know why you don't have that guarantee? Because they have not taken any opportunity to show you that they're here for you, to show you that they're ready to give you their 100%. But they're expecting 200 from you. Sometimes you need to sit down and tell yourself the truth. That the people that I'm with are not with me. And that's totally okay. You need to get to a place where you're all right with not being everybody's favorite. Where you're okay with not being the most popular woman in the room. Where you're okay with having less genuine friends and more acquaintances. Because what that does is it protects you from hurt. When you place yourself in a position that you're not actually in, you end up giving yourself more expectations than you deserve. Ladies, how many of you in the talking stage have given a guy more power than he deserves? And then he starts asking for boyfriend privileges and you're like, wait a minute, what didn't happen here? What just happened here? I'm missing something, I'm lost. Because you gave them a minch and they took a mile. This happens not only in our love lives, but in our friendship lives. Friendship is actually one of the biggest relationship types that people neglect often. But usually a friend is someone that's there with you generally most of your life or a very large season, while other people pass away and other people might fall out. Those people are meant to stick with you. So imagine putting your all into someone who don't fully claim you as a friend. Or what about the fact that you've been putting in so much energy into a friendship for 2 to 3 years and that person hasn't even put themselves on the line for you one time? The stage of getting to know your friend and showing them you're a kind person is over. When are they going to show you that they're there for you? When are they going to show up for you? Because if you're the only person that's showing up in a friendship, that's showing up in a relationship, you're dating yourself. You're befriending yourself. So if you're alone in a relationship, then why not actually take that time and cut that person out of your life? Because if they are taking from you and they're not adding anything from you, then they are a liability. There's something that is actually called an energy vampire. And these are people that when you're around them, all they do is drain you because they add nothing to your life and take so much from it. They're needy and they don't provide. Now, don't get me wrong. In friendships and relationships of different kinds, it is natural to have times that you need support, you need something from a friend, but it's not natural to consistently have needs and not think of ways that you can bring something to that friendship, bring something to the table that will benefit the person that you claim you care about so much. That is called parenting. In a parent-child relationship, a child does not bring much to the table, if anything at all. What they do is they're born and they're taken care of until they can take care of themselves. You are not your friend's parent. You're not your friend's mama. You're not your friend's daddy. You are a friend, meaning there has to be some level of reciprocal action between yourself and that person. Now, the moment that you realize you're practically raising this person, then you got to sit down and ask yourself, what is wrong? What is going on and how did we get here? What is it about me that allowed someone to think that I'm willing to invest in everybody but myself? And sometimes we naturally exude that energy that says, I don't love myself, but I want the love of others to help validate me. And when people can identify that from you, they take so much and they don't give a lot back, right? So if you realize that most of your relationships are 75-25, 90-10, 60-40, you have to go back to the drawing board and look at what is it about you that did this. Did you feel like you didn't have options? Did you feel like you needed friends, but you couldn't find people that are worthy of being friends with? What happened? It's time to take the drawing board and go backwards. Look at the type of behavior that attracted the friends in your life that you have today. And then try to create boundaries with these people. Now that you realize the changes that have taken place in your life and how you want your friendships to go moving forward. If you present your boundaries and say, hey, you know, I know that in our friendship, this, this, and that has happened, but I want to see something different. Or I realize that I've overextended myself. I'm not as capable as you think. I'm not able to handle all the things that you want me to do. I'm not able to provide all the things you want me to provide. If that person is not able to love you regardless of the fact, then there's your sign to cut them out of your life. Because the moment someone who is using you can no longer benefit from you, they no longer want to be around you. So take a look at the people who, after you've drawn your boundaries, are still around. Those are the people that you want to journey in life with. Not the people that you literally cannot tell what happened once you said you had no more money to take y'all for weekly dinners. Once you said you didn't have enough money for them to be borrowing from you every week. The people that, you know, detach themselves from you, once you tell them that you cannot be the same person that you were for them, mean that they don't genuinely love you. They loved you for what you provided. And now that what you provided is gone, they're no longer here for you. This also applies to relationships, you know, romantic ones too. If you don't want a dynamic in a relationship, go on and tell the person that you're in a relationship with that you don't want that dynamic anymore. Tell them how it affects you. Tell them why. You can even talk to them about your shortcomings and how you didn't realize how negatively this was impacting you until you were in the position where you were reflecting. If they have a very huge problem with changing the dynamic of your relationship from one which is imbalanced to a reciprocal one, then you already know what to do. And it hurts, I know, after all this time of giving to people, to realize that once you put your foot down, nobody wants to give to you. But some of y'all need to take that step and walk into that power and say, hey, I'm okay with telling people my boundaries. I'm okay with people walking away after I tell them my boundaries. And I don't care if I'm going to be alone at the end of the day. Rather be alone and having a healthy relationship with myself than being surrounded by tons of people who do not treat me right, who do not feed my life in the way that is needed, and who actually take from me instead of bringing more to it. And that is where I'm gonna leave you today. I hope you enjoyed the discussion about saying no.